Jim Taylor speaking with the executive director of the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, Mr. Jim Tracy, and we're all worried about November the 16th, which is the first official day of boys and girls basketball practice in Illinois. Also, it's the first official day of wrestling practice in the state, according to the modified IHSA calendar. But we know there are some still some significant question marks out there. However, Jim Tracy, the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, they put a survey together and they released the results of that this week. And basically what the survey indicates, long story short, is coaches are ready for their kids to play and they want their kids to play. Is that right?
Absolutely, Jim. And thanks so much for having me on with you. We've always appreciated greatly the awesome job you've done in helping us with our Hall of Fame banquet, and just know how much we value that.
Well, and just tell us a little bit about the motivation behind this survey. Again, basically what it is showing is coaches are ready for their kids to return to play on November 16th. So talk about the motivation of this and kind of the results of this survey.
Yes, Jim, I'd be glad to. We've had many of our coaches reach out to us on the board about what is the IBCA doing, how are we trying to move things forward to give our student athletes and our coaches a chance to have their season this upcoming winter. And when we kind of tried to put our heads together, what we came up with was the idea that if we could provide some hard data, some information that could be shared with the IDPH, and we've been working hand in hand with the IHSA all the way, we've kind of kept them in the loop with everything that we've been doing. But the hope was to survey our coaches, find out what they had done with their summer contact days as allowed by the IHSA, and now the new fall contact days. How have those gone? How have they navigated their way through those with the guidelines that have been put in place by the state through the IDPH? And what we found out, and we've got almost 800 of our 1,400 coaches to reply, which was a phenomenal number. So clearly right there, it displays the interest of our coaches in terms of wanting to make this happen and move everything forward in a positive way for the kids. What we came up with, or what the data indicates for us, was that the vast majority of our coaches through the summer and again into the fall were able to work through with the guidelines, work through situations where we were able to coach our kids and do that in a way that was very safe and obviously very productive and beneficial for everybody involved. We did the same thing with the fall contact dates. The results came out similarly, where we had some rare exceptions. There were a breakout here or there, but it was minute percentage-wise in terms of, the total big picture. And what it really indicates is that our coaches, working with mitigation system that is in place, the guidelines that were followed, they've demonstrated their ability to conduct practices in a way that is safe and beneficial for our kids. And I think that's our bottom line.
And I think, the end result you want is from the youth sport guidelines, and I know it's always confusing when you have to look at these different levels, but you need to up a level where it would allow the member schools of the IHSA to compete against other schools. And right now, with what level we're at with those youth sports guidelines, basically the only thing that can happen right now as we speak, as we're doing this interview on October the 14th, is basically just intra-squad scrimmages. So it's basically a scrimmage among your team, and that's it. And you need that level up from the IDPH, the youth sports guidelines, to allow these member schools to have games. And this document that you put together, or this presentation, is kind of, giving the IDPH some ammunition to say, here, we're doing this. I think we can have some games effective, I think November 30th is when the first day you could have games, according to that modified calendar. So that's kind of what you're kind of presenting this to them to say, I think we can do this.
Jim, that's exactly it. We need to move, or we're hoping that the IDPH will consider right now where we're at with level 2 medium risk sport to a level 3 situation where we could in fact compete interscholastically. We obviously don't want to spend the season scrimmaging against ourselves. We want to have competition. I think that's what the kids are in it for. They want to improve, but they obviously want to play against each other. That's what playing sports is all about, having that chance to get out and compete and find a way to be your best together against other schools. It's what makes it special. So we're hoping that the data will indicate that our coaches have shown they can do that from their summer experience and again with the fall experience with the contact dates.
Yeah, and I know you can, if you go to the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association website, you can just, if you just Google search it, Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, you can find this, basically it's an interactive presentation that you have, basically a slide. Slideshow situation that is really easy to see the information. And you know, when you talk about the fall contact days and then those coaches that utilize the summer contact days, when you talk about outbreak as it relates to COVID-19, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here, but again, you said basically 800 responses I think you got.
797.
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, over 90% of the respondents really have not had an issue with COVID at all. And then those schools or those programs that have had an issue with COVID, you're talking about maybe 1 to 2 cases.
Exactly.
Yeah, and maybe maybe there's 1 or 2 programs or 3 programs that have had maybe 3 to 5 cases, but you're talking about 90% of 800 responses not having an issue. Now, Jim Tracy, to me, that's a good sign. Is that enough, you think, to kind of move us toward playing games? What do you think?
Well, we're hoping, and we're wanting to get this in front of the IDPH, Lieutenant Governor Ruiz, so that this can hopefully be part of the evaluation process in terms of giving us that opportunity. We're not medical professionals, and, you know, we're not the ones that understand certainly as fully as the doctors and those committees are about the mitigations that need to be in place. But we're hoping that, again, what we've done has shown, that has truly demonstrated the commitment of our coaches to follow guidelines, take care of kids, and put all of us in a position where we can do something that we love to do so much.
We need it. I'll say that.
We do. We absolutely do.
And, you know, I know that there was some media attention, I think, over this past weekend. And I've heard a little back and forth whether there's merit to the report or not, but there was this discussion point in regards to the wearing of masks when you play. And have you heard much discussion about that, or what would you think about a basketball season that would involve kids wearing masks while they play? Now, I know during the contact days here right now, I believe the kids have to wear masks within the IHSA contact day rules. What about, you know, the mask usage moving forward as it relates to basically interscholastic competitions?
You know, I have heard both sides of that. There's some feelings that obviously when the kids get working really hard, as they certainly do, and the perspiration builds up, the masks get wet, they need to be removed, hands need to be washed, all the proper protocols need to be followed. But we're really not in a position to speak to that. If our only way to have the kids have an opportunity to play is with masks, the vast majority of coaches I've talked with said, hey, whatever it takes to get this done for our kids, our coaches to have our season is what we want to do. So, you know, we're going to support whatever it is as long as, you know, we're hopefully going to have this season to participate in.
Yeah, and I know your survey basically talk to the coaches about you know, moving forward with the kids playing. And again, you know, you can go to Illinois Basketball Coaches Association website and look at the survey. And as Jim mentioned here, Jim Tracy, the executive director of IBCA, didn't get into the mask usage issue. Now, I know it also doesn't get into the issue of, you know, should fans be allowed to attend games? And I think that's a subject probably for another day, probably. But, I mean, really right now you're just worried about kids getting on the court and playing games. And, it's probably a huge question mark if fans are going to be able to attend games. You really have to expect that there's probably going to be some significant limitations probably until a vaccine is available.
The information we're getting is that it's most likely the case. There's a 50-person limitation on an indoor event like this. And when you add up the two teams, the coaches, the officials, the bench personnel, and staff administration from a specific school, that pretty much covers it. And I'm guessing, like certainly we are here at St. Lawrence, excuse me, we're making plans to stream games so our parents and fans can have a chance to watch the kids participate. And obviously, it's not the best thing, but this is all part of what all of us have had to do in so many ways, just to adjust to this unfortunate pandemic that we're all dealing with.
Well, and I guess the other good thing, and I know you'd mentioned we were talking off the air, you coach golf, and I know that the golf programs I've covered in the immediate area I work, there hasn't been, now mind you, it's a low-risk sport and it's held outside, but that, you know, there hasn't been an issue with golf in our area. You know, we went through the sectional competitions this week, got that in, and I know cross country, the regional, I think, format starts October the 24th with a sectional October the 31st. So at least, you know, those sports have been able to move forward without significant problems. Now, mind you, there are different dynamics in play, but, you know, the sports that have taken place this fall, at least the good thing that moving forward, we can say, well, there hasn't been an issue yet with high school sports that we've had in Illinois. So I don't know if that means anything, but I'll just say that at least it's a good sign.
Well, absolutely, Jim, and we're encouraged by it. And the IHSA has gone above and beyond in putting a plan in place where all of our kids, and they've created four separate sports seasons, and they've tried to do it in a way that gives every program, every player, every student athlete, and all of our programs, along with their coaches, the opportunity to have a season. What happened last spring was so devastating for so many kids and coaches. The thing that we have now, it gives us all a chance. And as you said, having coached golf, we had 20 kids in our program. Not one was affected by any of this. We followed those guidelines, and the kids were respectful of the things that we needed to do. And, you know, we got by fine, and everything that I've heard has pointed to that pretty much being the case anywhere we've come in contact with. So from that perspective, and even though the dynamic, as you said, is different, we are hoping that we can build on that to move forward into a winter season where we can continue to have these great opportunities for our kids and coaches.
All right. And then, you know, just reflecting back on kind of the impact of this pandemic, you know, it all started last, you know, March, right around the super sectional had just ended for 1A and 2A boys basketball. So
getting
ready to go to state. You had the sectional format for 3A and 4A. And I just know, you know, a lot of the conversations I've had, you know, we look back to March of earlier this year, and, you know, we were saying, well, surely, you know, we'll be able to have, hopefully, maybe some of a spring sports season. Well, the calendar goes by, can't have a spring sports season, and then, well, surely it's not going to impact football. We'll be able to have fall,
right,
football. And now we're moving back to the winter sports season, and this thing is still going on in Illinois, and we're trying to figure out, you know, can we return to play? But again, this survey, again, serves as, you know, I think a document that at least, you know, the state can look at. By the state, I'm talking about the state of Illinois, not the IHSA, to say,
correct,
you know, here's where we're at. This is what these programs have done. They realize mitigation is important. They've been working on that, and they've been having some success. So again, this, I think, serves a pretty good purpose about, hey, we're doing this, the mitigation is there, and we're pleased with the results, and if we continue to do this, we should be able to let these kids compete this winter. So again, in this is evidence of that. So I guess that's kind of how I end it, that you have evidence that we can do this.
Again, I go back to our bottom line, where our coaches have demonstrated that they're capable of having handled these situations both from the summer and into the fall with our basketball student athletes. And, you know, the kids want to play, the coaches want to play, and we've demonstrated that we can do so safely with the opportunities that we've been given. And it's our sincere hope that it'll be considered that we can continue this on into the season.
All right. Great to visit with you, Mr. Jim Tracy. Thanks for helping us out.
Jim, thank you so much. Always great to talk to you, sir.
He is the executive director of the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, joining us on WRMJ.